Yes.
Baby girl, how are
you? So we can start.
Yeah,
again.
Sure.
We're starting again.
Sure.
Okay. I'm in the business of living life. The baby girl in me is in the business of living life. And if you're not in the business of living life with me, I'm sorry. Mark me absent and give me a zero in that department.
But what other business are we here to do if it's not the business of living life? Not to be a bit too obvious, bro. Ooh.
But anyway, hi. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Candid Podcast.
This girl has talked to me so rudely since I got here, but I mean, here we are.
I know, and I'm moving on real quick.
Exactly. Like, there's no apology. But I mean, you know, the problem is that this is the life we have chosen, and unfortunately, we have to do it together.
Oh, yeah. We are in the business of living life.
Together. Unfortunately, we come as a package deal. So if you're listening and you're trying to date one of us here, just know that it comes as a package deal. And we are a pair. Yeah. And you can't you buy one, get one free.
That's true. Buy one, get one free. And
yes,
the dynamics are nice.
You know,
don't worry, you gotta be there.
So if you're trying to,
it's a good balance.
You know,
it's a good balance.
The way they usually say, put enough rice and beans on your plate.
Cindy,
we are literally enough rice and beans on your plate.
On your plate.
Pombe na chesa, same too bad,
though.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us today again.
Again.
If you haven't listened to any of our other episodes, please hop onto Spotify or Google Podcast or Castbox and listen to the Candid Conversations podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday at 12 p.m. Share with your friends. I know we are funny. No, look, it's not even a cap. We are bloody funny.
Yeah, bring that crowd in.
Yeah.
Anybody that likes a laugh.
I know.
We
and
are
likes
about that
women
life.
Who tell nice stories and laugh nicely.
What the baby girl said.
I am your resident host, the baby girl herself, the resident baby girl of this city. It's me.
It's her. And I am your gangster forever and ever.
So we were discussing, what are we really doing in this life? Like, I'm really, like, what are we doing? Are we living? Are we surviving? Are we getting by? What are we doing?
I have a feeling we have to go, not have to, but we have gone through all those.
The living,
we've
the lived, surviving.
We've survived.
We are getting by.
We've gotten by. Like, it's just a nice little cocktail of a lot of those things going around.
Where you are right now, do you think you're living, you're surviving, or you're getting by? And why?
I think I'm doing two in one.
Hi. See, baby, now we are two in one.
Hey, we are two in one.
Yeah.
But I would say I'm doing two in one because at this point, I feel like currently, right now, I feel like I'm leaving and getting by.
Is it a healthy balance of living and getting by? Or some days one is really here, the other one is down here, and some days you're getting by and barely living?
You're very right, actually. Some days it's up, some days it's down, some days it's the other way around. But I say that because I've gotten to a place where there are things that I value for myself that I can't compromise. I just cannot. Like, piss off. I don't want, even if I could compromise again. And that's the part of Sharon that's living. That's the part of Sharon that's alive.
Mm-hmm.
I am out here telling people, fuck off. you can.
Yeah,
and,
I get
and
it.
And I'm enjoying that part of my life because now I am able to boldly say no to a lot of things and be okay with it without trying to explain myself or trying to think what the other person is thinking about what I just said or the decision I just made. It's all for myself. And that's the part of Sharon that's really alive, that's living. They're getting by, unajua, uchumi.
Changamoto za tax collector.
Changamoto za tax collector, uchumi, nini, kibarua hapa na pale, mashamba ya mawe. So that's the Sharon that's getting by. But this other one, my friends, doing the most.
Ish.
In the business of living.
Ish.
And it tastes good, just in case anybody was wondering.
Ish. Yeah. But anyway, I think I am in the business. I think currently I am living and I am surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I am living in the sense, I like what you've said, that Sharon herself is living. And I want to look at it that way, that yes, me as Wendy, I am living. I am putting myself first. I am enjoying life. You know, I'm doing what me would be very happy with.
Mm-hmm.
If me is very happy with today, I want to sleep the whole day, I will sleep the whole day.
Unapologetically.
I will watch the whole day. If I'm happy with, you know, this is what sparks joy in my life currently, my friend, I will do it. I will grab my happiness. Because imagine if I don't make myself happy, who will do it?
Nobody.
Exactly. I think I'm currently in the business of living in terms of putting myself first, be it ways to fix what has been broken along the way. Mm-hmm. Because again, mm. you just can't keep walking around like a broken pot.
You know.
So, I think... Okay, so I'm in the business of living in that department. So choosing what to do, as long as it brings me joy, it puts me first. Be it seeing my friends, be it hanging out with my, like, I'm in the business of making sure that I come first. Then the rest of you, y'all can take, so if you want second place, third place, fourth place, I bloody don't care.
Tutakutafutia mahali.
I'm not joking. I'll say the way my brother does. Mm. My brother says it this way. For him, this is his hierarchy of how important you are to him.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it works, and we've accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
That it like is it. My mother.
Mm-hmm.
It is my mother.
Yeah.
Then God. Mm. It is not God.
Oh, this is a little one.
Yeah. It is
opinions.
My mother.
Uh-huh.
Then God.
Mm-hmm.
Then the rest of you. Mm. It alternates depending on his needs and wants.
But you know, I feel like that's a good thing. Do you know the thing they say about people who, gentlemen who care about their mothers? They're raised nicely. They're raised into people that care and value women. So
I mean,
boy, put that mama first.
Again, I mean, and I'm really going to regret saying this.
I'm going to have him listen to this.
Mm-hmm. But I'm talking to someone who is really, really loves their mom. You should hear how they talk about their mother. It is.
Tell me about it.
It is. I think the only person I've had to talk about their mother like that is our child.
There you go.
So, you know what?
Mm.
That's the kind of life I'm trying to live, where it is me.
Yeah.
I'm at the top of my game. In terms of, I said getting by, right?
Surviving.
Yeah. Surviving now comes in that department of career and trying to figure things out.
Mm.
Apple, as Sharon said, it is Shamba Lam. Mawe. Especially in this city, county number 47. Where, let me tell you, Maina, you're being developed the way a Luo man can develop you in this city. Ayo.
Hey, you sound like you have a history with Luo men developing you in this city.
You don't develop me. You don't develop me.
You know the people they develop.
You may know the people they develop. Me, you don't develop me because I'll be the one to develop you.
Yeah, okay. Developmenting. Developmental.
Exactly. But I feel like I'm really just getting by in that.
Yeah.
That department. But it's not getting by that makes me sad. It's getting by that pushes growth.
Mm.
You know, that challenges me to become better at what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very normal for everyone to go through that. Mm-hmm. Because it is only through that getting by that you're able to realize, oh, this shit is not working.
Yeah.
And I need to look for something else. Or I need to do something to amplify my skills. So me, I'm not mad. I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm. I think it's true, because even when I just go back to what I just said about me being alive, like Sharon being putting herself first and things like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's for now, that's going to be a constant for the rest of my life. At least that's the plan.
Yeah.
I want to be able to put myself first forever.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do things for me. I want to be able, you know, to basically just queen the shit out of this gangster.
Hey.
You get?
And then, no, Chomi is really saying things.
And then the other thing, the getting by is where the flexibility of life comes in. This is where I know this is not working. I need to take a right turn to be able to salvage this situation, or to be able to cut these challenges, or I need to be creative or innovative in this sector or in that sector to be able to get the maximum result of whatever it is that I'm trying to do. So the getting by, also, I wouldn't complain. It's like, I feel like life was designed as a challenge to just keep us on toes.
Obstacle course, yeah. Not even a challenge.
This is like an escape room.
If you're listening, we don't want to be in this escape room.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to see how you accept the fact that it's going to be like a lifeline. Up, down. So that way, then you're able to hone your skills of flexibility, of innovativeness, of creativity, of listening to people, of asking for advice, of asking for help, and things like that. But the living. Hey, I'm about to be alive. What?
The whole in Sharon is about to come out. Guys, you're not ready. You're not ready. You had it here first.
Queen shit only.
Oh. But there's something very interesting. I think I was reading the other day that in your 20s, this is the time you need to experience. You need to experience love and friendship at its fullest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because some of these friendships that you experience in your 20s are the ones that carry you on.
Yeah,
in
forever,
life,
actually.
Forever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all, I'm saying some.
Those that are worthy.
Yes. And I feel like currently where I am, I feel like I have a really good Brady Bunch of human beings in my corner. I mean, right? Exhibit A. Exhibit A. And I always tell people that if you're my friend, I will suffocate you with love. I will suffocate you. The people suffocate people with bosoms and, you know, bundas. I will suffocate
you. Just
you.
Say bundas?
Yes. You know, people also like being suffocated with bosoms and bundas. If you know, you know.
Asphyxiation.
So that is how I will suffocate you with love. Because I can attest
to that.
I am a firm believer that we are put in this world to pour into each other's cup. It's not always giving, and taking. Like, you need to find a healthy balance. So I feel like currently where I am in life right now, I'm not saying forever, but I mean, I'm really enjoying what is being poured into my cup, and I'm really enjoying pouring into other people's cups. You should see that Sharon is looking at me like, you know what?
I'm burning, but it's fine.
No.
So, legs, keep going.
Yeah, me, I'm really enjoying pouring into people's cups because I'm a firm believer. Love makes you a better person. Hasn't my love made you a better person?
Chomi, are you fishing for compliments?
I'm just asking because you're looking at me funny. So I'm asking, hasn't my love made you a better person?
Chomi is fishing for compliments.
You don't have to say anything. Okay, you know what? At this point,
I wouldn't be here if it didn't.
Anyway, but that being said, that's where I am. Like, living in experiencing as much love as possible. Because let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. What's up? Being loved by a baby girl and a gangster is a top tier feeling.
Ask our friends. God damn it.
Imagine having rice and beans in your life for the rest of your life and it is spicy and hot as
and
fuck.
It is a good balance.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Again. We can have an application form. Fill in your friendships here.
Yeah, you know.
We will.
Don't worry about it.
We will take
for everybody.
It into advisement. There's enough love to go around.
There's enough love to go around. If you just, you know, worthy of my love, you gotta earn it. Fucking earn it.
Wamesema, you earn it. Sijui kama itakuwa kama the way you earn your salary.
The way you free shows.
The way you earn your salary at the end of the month. That's how you should earn that again. But you know what? I'm not judging. But I think everyone should experience love, be it platonic in terms of your friendships or really whatever it is.
Yeah,
experience it. It's a nice feeling. You're happier when you're loved.
That's true. That's true. That's true. You're
yeah.
You're happier when you feel wanted and where you are. You're happier when you feel your opinion is valued. You're happier when those jokes slap, even if they're dark jokes, as long as they slap.
You should have just said George.
George. I was compelled, George, but I said George.
George. And you should have just also adding a teach in that list. Hey, and comment also in that list, because
bruh, just it's definitely not them at this point. It's you. You like the kind of people you like. Look at your list. George, Ngetich, comment. The fourth one is darkjokes.com.
I don't like the way you're shouting at me.
It works, don't it?
I don't like the way you're shouting.
In the business.
I'm in the business of experiencing dark jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of love.
Mm-mm-mm.
Anyway, yes. But do you think that where you are in life is where you're supposed to be, is where you think you're supposed to be currently?
So, let me tell you something.
Let me listen to this lie. I'm listening this lie.
What do you mean? Like, I'm gonna be straight up honest.
Okay.
With you.
Uh-huh.
Like, for a long time in my life, mm-hmm. I've not. I didn't used to feel like I was where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I sat down some day and I asked myself,
mm-hmm.
Supposed to be according to who?
Okay, that's a very interesting way to look at things.
Exactly. And then you dial back to when you were born, there was not like a timeline of things you're supposed to do at a certain age and take them off as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Then if there were that, then I will be able to be in a better position to tell you, this is not where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be there, but I haven't done this and this.
Yeah.
Or this is where I'm supposed to be because I've done this and this and this.
Yeah.
So how I would answer that question is, I feel like I am where I'm supposed to be. Probably not where I want to be, because I want better. I'm always thinking about better. I'm always thinking about larger, about luxury, about glitters and glam.
Hey, glitters, and all my that friend, stuff. Absolutely. Glitters is not your brand. Can
of
you?
Of course, it's not glitters on me. Glitters on the people I love.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where I want to be.
Yeah.
You get.
Yeah.
So where I want to be is a different place from where I am,
mm-hmm.
but where I'm supposed to be, I think, is where I am right now. And as much as there's wants of better, of bigger, of beautiful,
mm-hmm.
I have to find a way to make what I have now work for
mm-hmm.
me
mm-hmm.
now as mm-hmm. I work for what I want.
Mm, okay.
But again, to answer your question, I think I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. How about you?
So on some days, I think I'm where I'm supposed to be. On some days, mm-hmm. I question it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I question it, especially when it comes to my career.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my peers mm-hmm. and I'm like, y'all are really doing some adult shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's me. And then, you know, when someone else meets me, I'm like, wow, you're really doing some
adult shit.
So I'm like,
what? Bruh.
Yeah, you know, it's really 50-50 like,
it's
on
really
some days.
What's going on.
Yeah, on some days, yes, on some days, no.
Mm.
Am I where I want to be? Absolutely not. The goal is to be the ultimate baby girl. Like, the goal, that's the goal.
Mm. You're on the glitters I was talking about.
Oh.
those were going to go on you.
Yeah. But am I happy with where I am right now? In this moment, yes. Because, you know, the moment you're not happy with where you are also, it makes it really difficult for you to think outside the box of what can I do better.
Or even move.
It makes it very difficult for you to think, where am I going
mm-hmm.
next?
Yeah.
So you also need to settle into where you are right now. And not settling in terms of I'm not doing the work, settling in terms of settling your mind
mm-hmm.
to also work towards making it better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Does. Yeah.
So am I happy with where I am right now? Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Only because, and my dad keeps saying this,
mm-hmm.
you know, at your age, your mother had was already married and had a child. And I'm like, excuse me,
sir.
Sir, why are you asking your child such a question?
Bro, you're lucky. By the time my mom was my age, she had 5 kids.
Absolutely not.
That's superwoman.
Oh, absolutely
not. That's superwoman.
Not. Mimi.
And then there's me.
Then there's you. Me.
What do you mean, kids? Where do even kids come from?
You know.
Yeah.
Mimi, you can't ask a baby elephant to have a baby elephant.
To have a baby elephant. It's task. It's heavy task.
You can't ask a baby elephant to have a baby. And I recently discovered that apparently elephants have babies in their 20s.
You know, like 20s for elephants is basically really like 130.
Okay, don't say that because... And I'm like, which means I am currently a baby elephant.
In your 20s. Approaching menopause real quickly.
Exactly. Absolutely. I rebuke that spirit.
Johnny!
Tommy, you're lying. You're lying. I refuse.
Lord.
Lord, see the way your children are lying about me. But again, me, I'm a baby elephant.
Mm.
And you can't ask a baby elephant to do what?
Yeah.
To have a baby elephant. Because how are they helping each other? See, when the child cries, when me, I'll cry.
And you know that's some real shit. Like some parents out here just like first time parents or even second time parents. Your baby's crying, you have looked for whatever you can think of could be the problem. You literally took off all their clothes. But they're still crying. Like, okay, why are you crying? Because you let me know. Why are you crying? What am I supposed to do? It's tough.
You know what?
Baby elephants and elephants be crying out here.
Anyway,
when you are such an ugly crier.
You know those ugly criers?
I know.
Like the guys would cry.
You know, the goal is to cry like the people in the movies.
Like this. You know,
it's just tears. It's but just nothing
like,
else. No, you're smiling. Like, you're smiling, but the tears are coming down your... Your voice is shaking. And then there's me. Hey, and then but there's me. I think I'm the ugliest crier on this planet.
I've never seen you cry. I think in all my years of knowing you, I've never seen you cry.
You can't see a gangster cry, bro. Are you mad? Something wrong with you?
So unaji feel.
That's the whole point.
Unaji feel alafu.
Sindio nisikie my feelings.
Sama chozi ni kichwa kutunyima.
Wewe si utumie yako.
Eh? I don't like the way you're talking to me.
You started it.
Anyway, that being said, back to what we were discussing.
I know.
I don't like I can't read my makeup. I even wore makeup today.
Oh, she did. She's looking very good.
I've been told I look cute, so.
Gosh, hata si mimi yangu liku na ngoja.
I'm not wishing for compliments from someone who makes me cry.
So let me tell you a secret. Tell you a secret, Chomi. You see, these ones that bring compliments first, they will make you cry. My nigga, think.
Again, I'm thinking. Anyway, we digress.
We do that all the time.
But I think the question of what are we doing and where are we currently, I think it stems from, we keep asking each other, what are you doing? So maybe I like to ask you guys, maybe to just think. What are you actually doing?
Yeah, like what's going on?
Are you happy with where you are? Like, are you happy with the way things are around you currently? Because also being happy is very important. Happiness adds a few more years into your life.
Happiness is everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, like it just gets distracted by the challenges and the sadnesses, but it's literally the goal.
So
people always try to gravitate back to happiness after anything else has happened. Happiness is the shit.
I really hope I'm your happiness for the rest of your life.
I hope so too.
Okay. I can walk.
but really, yeah, I hope so too. I hope so too. You're pretty all right for happiness. You're okay.
You're all right.
I can work with that, you know. For the rest of my life, I think I can manage.
It's not such a big commitment. We are a package deal. It's not such a big commitment.
Do I have options?
If you're Sharon's boyfriend or potential boyfriend and you're listening, please know we come as a package deal. It is buy one, get one free. And you need to be happy with that.
If you're Wendy's boyfriend or or someone in conversation with Wendy, you get Wendy and a deep voice. Package.
Anyway,
welcome to my first issues.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed the episode.
Yes.
And yes, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Castbox, Google Podcast, and Spotify. And we'd like to hear your opinions. Are you living? Are you existing? Are you surviving? You know,
ask yourself all those questions and let us know. Go on with you. What's going on? What's going on? I am living and getting by.
And my parting shot is, I am in the business of doing life with people who want to do life with me.
Mm-hmm. Go where you breathe free. That's what she's saying.
That's what she's saying. Me, I've just said I'm in the business of doing life with people who want to do life with me. Me, I didn't say you breathe free. Where? Ukukonga kuna oxygen ya free.
Not even for the people who want to do life with you. Girl, I think that's where I end this shit. I don't understand this woman sometimes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Most of the image.
Which one? The skinny niggas.